Blog Talk Radio.
Life. Are you growing with it or feeling left out? Either way or in between. You're in the right place today with the host of Change Already, Your Future, Your Choice, Jillian. She's an award-winning author and radio personality. She's warm, she's fuzzy, and she's got an attitude.
I promised myself this week I would not open the program with the obvious topic that's all on our hearts and mind in America right now, which is the latest murder-suicide incidents in Connecticut. Like the rest of you, I'm frustrated, I'm confused, but most of all, heartbroken again. My first knee reaction is anger, like the rest of you, but not because of what you may think. Of course, we're all going through the obvious things of denial and sadness and just complete shock, but I have a different twist to it, as usual. And I started to alert everyone about the energy squeeze that I was feeling right after the Trayvon Martin case in Florida, when the teen was killed over the dispute in the local suburb. I could feel the energy in the world was getting very agitated, and it was fury. It was very unsettled. And at that time, I could sense that there was more to come and more to come. And you know what's interesting about my life is that people, when they find out what I do for a living, they are all excited and say that they want to live a life like mine and how lucky I am. But there are times like this where you just really don't feel that good because you know what's coming. And a lot of times, obviously, I just have to wait like the rest of you and let it unfold. Then what came next was the murder-suicide incident in Oak Creek, Wisconsin at the Sikh temple. And if you've been following along, that was actually where I go and a lot of my friends go. And I had some close acquaintances that were affected by that Sikh temple. The only way that I can describe this energy was it's like a whole vice is around my body, and it's being squeezed more and more with each passing day. And it feels really icky, and it's hard to shake off. When you get like that, your best course of action is to distract yourself from the feeling. But once I got away, it just kept coming back and coming back. That's why I was stressing so adamantly the last couple weeks about 2012 and entitled that last program The Big Squeeze. Go back and listen to it. Even though we're only a couple days beyond 2012, it's still a good listen for the rest of the year. So you can find that program at changealready.com. It was a couple weeks ago, or you can go back to jillianmossbackman.com and find it there. What's interesting about this whole feeling, though, is that it's starting to come down, believe it or not. With this passing incident, it pinnacled for me, and now we're coming down to more damage control, the emotional instability that it's caused in the world, and circles of friends around. I really want to caution everybody to watch for red flags for the rest of this year. Watch for people around you that have out of ordinary behavior. You know, some people, if you would hear the reports that's coming out about the boy that created the situation at the school, he had odd behavior to begin with, so that's his normal behavior. So it's kind of like a catch-22 when you see that. So what I tell everyone is to turn inward to those unseen clues right now. If you're getting a weird feeling around another person, We're so programmed to sense these automatically. It will happen within you, even if you try to control it. Most of the time, we try to blow those feelings off because we don't know what to do with those feelings, and we're not sure if we're sensing it because, gosh knows, we don't want to impede in anybody's life and or make a fool of ourselves that we might be wrong. The problem here is, where do you tell somebody? The good news is the authorities and people in the mental illness realm and everything else are starting to actually pay attention and give credence to a person that comes and tells them something doesn't feel right about this person. Start with your local mental health people. They can help you, or the school systems in this particular event. It's always fascinating to hear the aftermath and the conversation with people that knew the perpetrator or the accused person that pulled out these tragedies. Most of them, if you look and listen, they'll tell you something didn't feel right. It's going to continue for the rest of this year, and of course it'll continue on forever. We're going to have these kind of people all the time, but what's great about it is what I call spiritual science is starting to go mainstream. So if you feel something and you're getting that gut feeling that somebody around you is not quite right, know that the energy has broken this stuff wide open now. And it's going to be this way for a while until we settle down again after 2013. We need to keep on that relationship track I was telling everybody in my last blog. This is where all our work is being done now. And I'm going to talk about that after the break. But I want to turn our attention to something good at the moment. As I reported a couple weeks ago, 12/12 was one of those once-in-a-lifetime events, this special day of 12/12/12, and I told everyone to capture the energy and the magic of that day. So instead of keeping all the magic for myself that day, I woke up with a message that I should share the energy with everyone else instead. I'm so tired of going over my own goals, my needs, my wants, putting them down on paper and blah, blah, blah. So I turned my Facebook page and my Twitter account over to others to promote the good work that other people were doing. And I actually extended the offer to the rest of the week for anyone that had a good project or something that they wanted to promote on my Twitter page and Facebook page. Well, I am very happy to report it turned out as a spectacular event. The response was crazy for myself and others. I got responses back from other people that had taken me up on the other offer, and they were getting hits all over the internet from people they normally wouldn't get. And as you recall, I did it without my permission of my publicist, Delilah, at Imagine Publicity. And in fact, excuse me, it took her a while to figure out what I was doing. You know, when I get an intuitive message like that, the first thing I do is act on it and then talk later. I kind of do the backwards thing, experience, and then bring the education thereafter most of the time. But she, too, received a ton of compliments and good comments. In fact, she wrote this beautiful article on the power of cross-marketing in new and creative ideas from what I had done on the Facebook page. So I would love for all of you to pop over to Imagine Publicity and read that article. I haven't had a chance to repost it on my Facebook page or my JillianMossBackman.com page, but I will do that in the next couple days. And feel free to copy. That's the whole idea of this program. We're on a sharing mode. I'm just giving out suggestions and thoughts of what come to me, and hopefully we can all take advantage of the information, and you can be teaching me things as well. I was so impressed with the way people were respectful. No one took advantage of it. No one seemed to make fun of it or tell me I was crazy for not doing my own stuff for the day. So I think between Delilah and I, we decided that we're probably going to be doing this again. We're not sure how we'll do it. We'll probably do it in a little more structured manner than my spontaneous intuitive message. So we'll stay tuned for that, and I'll let you know when we're going to do that again. After the break, I want to talk about this latest shooting again and how that relates to what people are talking about of a greater, higher consciousness that's been raised between now and tomorrow, and where we go from here with this new vibration that's settling in. So after the break, I will talk about it.
Looking for more? Welcome back. Here's your host, Jillian, warm and fuzzy with an attitude.
Welcome back to Change Already, Your Future, Your Choice. I was listening to the music during the break. I enjoy that little musical break. It gives me time to regroup and think about things, but it also helps to showcase some of my favorite people that I work with. And I realized that I have a lot of great musicians, so I might be changing that up a little bit. There were a couple on my Facebook page and Twitter account that posted some of their music, and it was really, really good. And I think that we should spread the wealth around. And this particular thing that I use right now is from a musician called Jay Craigs. He's been in the industry for a long time, and he has some wonderful music. So I think shift around a little bit. In the first segment, we were talking about the latest murder-suicide incident in Connecticut where a lone gunman in his 20s walked into the school and killed both teachers and young children ages 6 and above. It's hard to wrap your head around that. In fact, I made a conscious decision to deliberately not partake in the bantering going back and forth on Twitter and or Facebook and or any of the internet sites, simply because why? I mean, everybody's going to rehash the same things. We just are so in shock. We just keep saying the same things. I deliberately posted one statement, and you can look on my Facebook page and you can read it. But other than that, I opted to stay out of it because the energy that was going around with it was so sad and part disgusting and part informative. But the reality is that we instinctively know we have to do something different. We can't operate this way anymore. I mean, there's nothing more we can say or talk about other than we need to change. And I was having this conversation with a young friend of mine who's in his 20s. And during that conversation, I told him that it was his generation that was going to have to pick up the gauntlet on how-tos of the world. I think what's happened to my generation, if I may speak for them, you know, in the 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s, is that we have been so entrenched on breaking down social barriers that need to be taken care of and broken down. We really weren't focused on how to do the how-tos of what a plan to lay after we broke these barriers down. I don't think we actually thought we could accomplish this kind of goal. In other words, gun control, things about relationships and marriage and even, you know, other social issues. I don't think we got past the idea that we would actually accomplish the goal of getting through these things. And because of the things that we have gone through, i.e. the past couple weeks with the shootings at the temple and also the school, it's really broken everything wide open to a discussion of the here and now. I remember when the German wall came down, it was such an epiphany for everybody. I think everybody was in so shock, they didn't even think about what the next step of the evolution was because they were so focused on taking the wall down. We have taken this wall down now, this wall that was impenetrable of differences and the way that we react and take care of things in our lives. Gun control is a specific example of that. But here we are now. We've broken down these barriers, and we have no idea where to go next. It's very sad and it's very hard, but I hope that we have transitioned ourselves to a place where we are no longer in speculation, but we have to move to action of change. It's quite obvious the next couple days, and tomorrow in particular, that we're not going to perish in a fatalistic, dramatic way. I've thought all along that we were going to go through a spiritual death of sorts, a sacramental death, if you want to call it that, a place where we can spiritually look at ourselves and go, you know, the way we're doing and operating and treating each other is not working anymore. We can't say we're going to love people and then hate people on the other side. There was a line in the sand that we didn't cross that I think we now have taken through. The place of worship and the place where we send our schools, children, both have been violated by human contamination. Our hearts and our human innocence died last Friday with our children that died and perished along with their advocates on Friday. We all had to grow up very fast and accept the reality that change has to occur. We understand we can't control this, but the only choice we have now is to accept what we've gone through and endure what's ahead. I'm praying for all of us that we don't miss the higher message of what this represents. Now, I by all means say it wasn't on purpose. I don't believe in any of that stuff, but I do believe it's a wake-up call. The second part to the story is now people are talking about today in particular and moving forward, we have moved in what they're labeling higher consciousness. What exactly does that mean? Well, what it means is the planet has moved ahead of us. It means that the energy in the Earth right now is a higher vibration. And when that happens, it means the people around it have to either move up with it or perish underneath it. It means that we're all being forced to become better people. So what does that mean in layman terms? It means that we have to open sincere, open discussion between the powers of be. We have to talk about the old and archaic archetypes that aren't working for us anymore. We can't allow ourselves to keep certain things in our property just because we think we need it. We have to progress with the time. I told you the last couple of weeks about relationships being at the top of the list between now and next year. This is what I'm talking about. If you are able to see the colors in the world, what's going through right now is America is vibrating with the color red. The color red represents tribal issues. It means survival. It means taking care of the weak, staying fit. Everything associated with the physical world. The Earth, on the other hand, in the shift that everybody's talking about, is moving to a color green. And the color green is about the heart. It's love. It's peace. It's harmony. The challenge here is that the Earth is resonating with the green color. Think about the environment. Think about beauty. Think about outside. Think about the seasons. And what we're going through. Everything represents change in the Earth. And in a couple months, we'll be back to spring. It represents green. The challenge with red, and is where we're at in America, it's about anger, frustration. It's about quarreling and altercations between people. When those children and the advocates passed over on Friday, it represents for most of us the change, the epitome of what red represents. Anger, frustration, mental illness, things that represent hardship. It took the innocence of ourselves away. By doing this, it opened us wide open to the advent of bringing in new colors. Our goal now is to move America from this violent red passion that I see to a green sovereign state. Quiet, openings, love relationships. Now, red to green is a big, big step. Green represents freedom. It represents our core values, freedom of religion and the safety of children. It represents a place that we can do, but we've got so far away from our individual personal needs that we need to get back to our original essence of what America represented. And for me, it's the color green. If you look at our money, it's green. We have a lot of things that we need to do, but I'm telling everybody you have to hold on to your hat because this higher vibrational consciousness that people are talking about, we have to do it in a failed swoop right now because we were given opportunities in our past to move at a gradual rate. The Trayvon Martin thing represented shifting. We now have to catch up very quickly to what's going on. We have to have open discussions on what we can tolerate and what we cannot. One of the things in mental health is the spirituality aspect of the world. It's not been able to talk about it freely. One of the people that I work with is Sandra Brown in Time's Up. I love her analogy of things, and I've been wanting to have her on the show, but she's been so busy with all these different things. She brought up an interesting aspect of things, and she called it the Oprah effect. I liked the way that she worded it, because there is a misnomer out there about the spirit world and the things that we're talking about, that if you think it, it will become. There is some truth to that, but she is correct in that's just one spoke of the wheel. It talks about how we have to do everything. Everything is on the table now. How we see each other, how we communicate with each other, our tolerance and acceptance for other people. We have the opportunity to move forward into this new conscious vibration, but it will happen with or without our permission. We have to stop feeling sorry for ourselves and the woundedness we feel by giving up things that we may necessarily not need. We have to emerge on the other side of this as a whole green kind of reality. If you'll see and notice, the green effect has been happening for a long time. What I mean by that is we talk about recycling, reusing. We always start on the physical and move to the emotional. We've been working on the physical. And now with this new higher vibration and consciousness, we're all being asked to move from our physical needs into our relationship and spiritual needs. We're going to have some bumps in the road because a lot of people are so entrenched in the physical aspects of life, a better car, a better life, a better vacation than your next door neighbors. This is all delusional. And it's all melting to the sides of each other. As we move into 2013, I want you to realize this has been a breakthrough. The energy has calmed down for me now, but it's still a little agitated. What I mean by that is watch for your own relationships. Again, going through a rocky pattern the next couple days. We're almost through. We can see it subside on the 30th, the 31st, and January 1st. But between now and then, we have a lot of work to do. Watch for your children. Watch your relationships. You should start seeing arguments move and change to a different kind of pattern. When you once were talking about money, which we all talk about at this time, it'll go to our goals and aspirations. I want to continue this as we move forward for the next couple days. Really take into the essence of the sadness that we're going through right now and know that we have taken it and moved it to a higher consciousness of what does this all mean for all of us. As our America moves from the passion and anger of red into the calm solace of green and the heart chakra. Meditate as always. Sleep. Watch yourself. Pay attention to what you're saying to other people. You'll be surprised what's coming out of your mouth. It will be softer and kinder and gentler. And if it's not, ask for those kind of things in your life. Next week, I'll be off for the holiday season, but I want to finish up the remainder of the year with one more show. I want to set us all in a pattern of green and letting go of the red as soon as we can to get ready for the energy of 2013. So remember, between now and then, change doesn't have to be difficult, but it is necessary to grow. I'll see you in 2 weeks, same time, high noon.